If it's on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
No one got to stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
All right, here we go. On a nice little Wednesday edition, thank you so much to all you fine Buckeye fans for making this a part of your night. I'm Timmy Hall. We got the Boatman back there running the program on the update desk. And to my right, my friend and yours, it's a Devere Day Wednesday right here. What's up, Devere Posey?
What's up, Tim? What's up, Columbus? Super excited to get in here with you today, Tim. I said, it's Wednesday today.
It's the
Timmy
day.
Hall Day.
See, is the day.
For you, it's Devere Day. For me, it's Timmy Hall Day.
imagine that. I've got a day for somebody. I never thought I'd get there. I'm just happy to see you. You're happy to see me. That makes it a dynamic duo right there.
Absolutely.
What's better, Wednesday with me or Sunday with Tito? I think you know the right answer.
I'll be honest. Sundays are hard because it's Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, now I think...
And because you're hosting with Tito.
No, I love Tito. Yeah. I love Tito. But what I'm saying is, it's Sunday and it's not fall. Like, that show is going to be fun in the fall, right?
When it's the day after Ohio State football games.
Day after Ohio State.
I completely understand.
NFL is up on the slate. Monday Night Football is the next day. But I'm looking forward to that.
But I don't know why. I get your side of it.
Yeah.
But... I guess I lean more to the side of this time of year as a sports radio guy, even if it doesn't have to be hardcore sports, every single segment that we do, I love this time of year because we can kind of do what we want.
Right.
We can make the topics. We can invite people into the station. We can do sort of what we want to do. We're not bound by this game is happening this week or this game just happened.
Perspective. I need
That's
to take
why
that perspective.
I love it.
I like
you know
that.
What we talked about for most of yesterday?
What was that?
Arby's 5 for 5. That was most of the show. That's been most of two shows on this radio station all week long so far. And Tyvus apparently is such a light eater. You're not that way, are you?
A light eater?
When you got food in front of you, you're at a cookout or you're having, you know, dinner at your parents' house or dinner with friends or you're out to eat. Do you like worry about your consumption or will you let it go and eat a lot if you can?
Since I stopped playing, my portion control has.
You dialed it back, didn't you?
I'm not burning as much, so I can't like get rid of it.
But it's not about, okay, I understand how you're cognizant of that.
Yeah.
But it's can you unleash and eat like all 5 of the Arby's roast beef sandwiches?
Mm-mm.
That was the discussion.
I can't replace that guy from Nathan's that's not in the hot dog. Did you hear he got banned? He can't
did
be
I, Did I hear he got banned? We talked about that, too.
You did?
Yeah, of course we did. What's your thought on that?
Well,
what a stupid deal.
So,
put him in the damn contest. He's
because
Jaws.
Because he didn't endorse Nathan's.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So he doesn't endorse Nathan's.
I don't have those.
So he doesn't wear the shirt. Make him wear a bib for being in the contest. He's the 16-time world champ. You're going to ban him?
Dang, that's like, they're going to mess up his streak. I saw something with like the longest streaks. And
didn't he have one? There was a gap, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think he's won 16 of the last 17.
He's going to have a gap.
I think Matt Stoney got him, but then he won the next 8 in a row.
Yeah.
Still incredible.
Yeah, no, I can't go in like that. Even if I wanted to, like, I just can't.
All right. Well, the question was, if you're going to go and enjoy this rare opportunity, because it's back for 1 week only, and you only get to do it one time when you're in their app, you get the 5 roast beef sandwiches, the regular ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about the Big Montana, just the regular roast beef sandwich.
With the milk, with the cheese.
No, that's a beef and cheddar. You're just getting the roast beef sandwich.
So you're just getting beef and
it's just roast beef
and bread. Nah, I can't do that. I need the cheese.
You wouldn't even eat it?
It's too dry. No.
Too dry? Put the Arby's sauce on it.
Not enough.
All right, so
I'm from Cincinnati. I'm a cheese guy.
I get it. You would prefer to have the cheese, but you're not getting the cheese here. You just get 5 regular roast beef sandwiches. You couldn't eat all 5 of those?
Probably like 1.5.
Oh, no, not you, too.
I can't.
One and a half?
The only thing
That's nothing. in.
The only thing I can eat like that is seafood. Like, I could sit there and eat.
Don't even make that joke on me right now.
Like, blue crab, I can eat 6 pounds by myself. Crablet, crawfish, I can eat 6 pounds.
You're sitting here saying, so you don't really like the idea of the roast beef sandwich. It doesn't hit you.
I just can't.
I love them.
I like the beef and cheddar.
I want to be with them. And I'm not really, the beef and cheddar, I could take or leave. Yeah. I prefer it without the cheese. I'd still enjoy, if you and I wanted to go out and you were making me eat beef and cheddars, I'd eat them with you.
Yeah.
But I prefer it just with the Arby's sauce on both sides. One packet on top, one packet on bottom.
Is the Arby's sauce really Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A?
It's kind of, it's not like a straight up barbecue sauce, is it?
Is it more Worcester, whatever sauce in there?
There's a little bit of zing in there.
Some Worcester.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Worshi sauce is the best, isn't it?
Whatever.
Put that in my Chex Mix.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Put a lot of that in my Chex Mix.
Wait, so.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, like the salty
Hot
Chex
sauce,
Mix?
Hot sauce, Worshi sauce, some other spices.
The salty Chex Mix.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, that's
when,
that's
when I bake it, too. Yeah, you know, I do around the holidays. It's great. Hmm. Well, Devere, I'm sure you've noticed this. It's camp season out there.
Yes, it is.
Camping all over the place at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, maybe your boys are going to be into this.
Yep.
Give them two or three more. How old are they now?
Nine. And four. They'll be 5 and 10.
Well, and they have some youth camps too, right? Like, I don't think you've got to be high school age to get out there for some of their camps. I know some of the other sports too, they've got youth camps all around the block.
So, you know, my boy, he's into basketball.
He's into hoops right now. He's going to do the Ohio State camp?
I'll look into it. Yeah, he just finished up DeSales today. He was pissed he didn't win an award.
So he got done with a camp.
They
have him come up there for like age group, best player, most improved, whatever. He didn't get anything.
He was pissed.
Well, all right. Competitive fire, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man, it was funny.
You probably have that talk with him, right?
Oh, well, I let him
do X, Y, and Z. Maybe next year you can get it, you know?
I just told him, I said, listen, man, what do you want for lunch? It's like, it's a camp, bro. It's over.
Let's stop dwelling on this. There are more important things. But Devere, the name that I keep coming back to, and I feel like I just have been talking about him every day for the past week, is Tavian St. Clair.
Do you see this name in lights? Like when you close your eyes, is this name in lights to you?
Yes, it is.
This is a name, right?
I'm not meaning to hype him up. I think he's doing that for himself.
Like, you can see St. Clair walking down somebody's back of the jersey on High Street. I can see that.
You know what? I didn't even think about that, but what a great last name on a football jersey.
I went to St. Clair Elementary.
Name St. Clair sounds like what you would name a quarterback in a football movie.
I just feel like
Jonathan St. Clair.
This guy has a name.
Tavian St. Clair.
It's strong.
It's great. And he's from Ohio, and he's impressing everybody.
Around
the country. Yeah. And more importantly, you know, he needs to impress the people at Ohio State because he's committed to them. And the other thing, too, is that it seems like there is zero chance. There's a 0% chance that this guy is going to get plucked or dude flipped by some other program because he is an Ohio guy. And I think he's having a good time at the camp this week and just show him what he can do. And 7-on-7s, that's going to be fun for everybody involved.
Guys like Tavian St. Clair are like why we can stand up against like Florida High School, Texas High School, California High School, guys from here who care about Ohio football.
How do we get a guy like this in Bell Fountain? How's it happen? Just the love of football around the state of Ohio? Just how it's just ingrained in the culture of all the communities around the state?
Ohio is the cradle of all football. It's like it goes through here, and it's such a strong place for football that I just believe it. All right, Tim, and I'll say this: I lived in other cities
and other countries.
The youth sports in Ohio is so strong. It's so strong. Like you can really specialize in a sport here. You can have access to trainers, camps. You know,
just all good of these facilities too.
Leagues all
Forever
year
much
round.
You want to pay.
Yeah, leagues all year round. Like youth sports in Ohio is so strong that it doesn't surprise me that a guy like this would come from Ohio. It's just it's a great place. Sports.
I'm specifically meaning a small town in Ohio.
Yeah,
you know, he's not from you know Hilliard or even like you're seeing it in Marysville. Marysville's blowing up now, so that's a that's almost like you can connect that to Columbus and its Central Ohio, but Bellefonte's farther out from that. So I just think it's cool, but we're not that far away. No. And it's like you said, I think it's just all the different youth programs that you can get involved in that can get you playing against much better competition and get you ready for something like this. And his size. And again, so at some point, it also, you can go out and be your own guy no matter what your competition is if you want to work at it. If you are working with your mom or your dad or your brothers or sisters, whoever, friends, and you are just perfecting your craft every day more so than the next guy, this can happen. Yeah. And he's just, he's wowing everybody over there, and I think it's really cool. I'm excited to see in a few years if this is QB1. I'm expecting him to be quarterback one at some point in time and be a damn good one. He's one of the best players in the country. He's number two overall.
Come on
to being the best player in the country.
He's going to come here as like one of the highest ranked recruits in history. And that to me, just like at, like when you think about great Ohio State players in high school that come here, like the Ted Ginns or the people that are from the AJ Hawks, like him being from Bellefonte, Tim, is adding to his legend.
I agree.
It's just adding to his legend.
I love it.
He's from a small town.
Yeah.
And he's going to be that
small
guy.
Town boy. I think it's a small town girl.
But you can do your own.
Got me confused.
Though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just flip it around. Yep. Whatever. You can just not be gender specific with it right there. Oh man, it's cool. Yep. And I want to get your take on something else with that. I did see Buckeye football has another one going to the dark side. Oh no. We'll tell you guys about that next. DeVere is here for a little Wednesday program of the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Hi,
here are some ways to listen to The Fan.
You can download The Fan app or listen at home on your smart speaker or open up the iHeartRadio app or hold your head out the window and hear Common Man scream. Happy listening from the dopes at The Fan. The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy and DeVere on a Wednesday. Of course, we've got the YouTube live channel up and going. A lot of good discussion in there yesterday. Let's keep it going. Keep it working right there. So if you listen on the radio the old-fashioned way, you get home sometime, you know, before the hour is up, switch it over. Switch it over to YouTube Live. Put that baby on the big screen.
Yes.
Make the whole family watch the Buckeye Show.
Let them just show the family what you love.
Show them.
Just show them.
Before we get back into the football thing, I got to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Yes, indeed. You know, I was noticing some of those things of just getting a little bit older. I hit that magic number where I'm a man. I'm 40. I hit it. I'm like, man, am I always supposed to be this tired at 8:30? I get home from the show and I'm just wanting to hit that couch, that lack of energy, all that good stuff. Thought maybe I could be a candidate for some testosterone therapy. And I was right. As soon as I saw my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, I did the TMPSA test. I did the little quiz and I was a perfect candidate for it. And ever since I've been getting my quick shots in the ace, it's just been giving me an extra jolt of life. That zest for life has just been back. So give them a call, 800-900-9654, or just check them out online. That's easier. TriStateMensHealth.com. They got beautiful locations, two of them here in Central Ohio, the Westerville, the one I go to in Hilliard, right off 270 and Cemetery Road. Very convenient to the freeway there. And if you're like a lot of men, a lot of the many men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel the energy return, the brain fog will go away, and the good stuff, the libido, sexy drive, ramps back up. Yep. Oh, baby. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. All right. So a lot going on, a lot of stuff going on. We're talking about camp season back there, and you never like to see this. First of all, where were you if we go back to the first guy that left the Buckeyes to go to the dark side, to go up to Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
You got a working running backs coach in the middle of spring practice. The timing of it was wild.
Yes.
With Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson ready to rock this year, Tony Alford, whoop, up there to Ann Arbor, going to take the same gig at Michigan.
The one thing I do appreciate about Tony Alford's exit, he at least let the portal door close.
Portal door's done. Yeah,
so we're done. Able to lock in Judkins, who made his debut on the college football.
Judkins was not going to follow him up to Michigan.
Well, I'm just saying, like, with the portal, it's a sensitive time,
sure,
to recruit your own players,
sure,
keep them here, especially with the draft for Travion, and then it's a sensitive time to get guys to come here. And I do appreciate him at least allowing that door to shut.
Yeah,
that's it.
I do too. On that subject, I know we're both thrilled about Travion and Quinshon Judkins sharing the same backfield. I have said I think it's the perfect opportunity for both of these guys to throw down 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah.
And I think this is also getting reminiscent of when you have Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, and there's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
It just becomes who you like. Mm-hmm. Like, just personality-wise, preference-wise, you like that Travion's been here.
Yeah.
He's gone through some injury issues. I just have a gut feeling and inkling that Quinshon is going to wind up with more yardage.
Yeah.
I just feel that. Yeah. What about you?
I think this competition is so healthy for Travion. I think him having... And obviously, he's had the competition with Mayan, but it's always kind of, he's overwhelmingly just been the best back since he's been here. And for him to have that challenged, it's a glimpse into what it will be like in NFL to share carries with a back that's just as good as you and has just as much as motivation in you to make the team and have yardage. And I just think with Judkins, it's going to bring out a side of Travion where I hope to see him run angry. I hope to see him run as if he doesn't want to come off the field in goal line.
And we know he can do it.
We know he's capable.
Yeah. Yep. We know he's capable of running like that. You can pull up film of him lowering the shoulder, lowering the boom, falling forward after he completes a run. He's got that capability.
I like to see the finishes. I like to see the finishes.
You like an angry run?
No. I like to see knees up, not on the ground, in the touchdown after 40 yards.
All right, you don't like an angry run.
I like angry runs, but I like to see, I want to see you finish, like you just finished a 100-meter dash in the goal line. Like, I like to see that. And then he has that ability, like the Rutgers run. I like that version of him when he's finishing, or like Zeke in 2015, you know, high-stepping versus Oregon or jumping over people in Alabama. Like, I like to see that finish it.
I think both these guys possess a lot of the same things.
Yep.
You know, great work out of the backfield, highly athletic guys, maybe that, you know, top end speed. Honestly, I'd like to know. Like, I'd like to see what the latest numbers are and what their 40 times are for both players.
They published
those? I don't know if... I don't know. Maybe you just have to, you know, take a look at what a PFF has you clocked at your top speed, you know?
Sneak into the woody, see that big board.
They can
in
do the
room.
Miles per hour. They got you wearing stuff for practices, right? Like, oh, catapult. He hit 21.6 miles per hour on this, you know, breakaway run, 40-yard touchdown run today or in yesterday's practice, that kind of thing. But
I hated the catapults, by the way.
The catapults?
That GPS system.
Oh, like...
You know how torturing that is, Tim?
They're not comfortable at all?
No. Like, if I told you, Tim, where this...
Are we talking about that the name of a device that you wear around your chest? Okay.
The catapult bra.
Looks like the bra. Yeah.
So, all right. I was with a team. They posted the top times, and, like, they would tell you for your position group, like, if you don't hit 15 to 20 today, you weren't practicing hard. And so you're, like, thinking about that in the back of your head, like, dang, I'm getting GPS tracked right now. So every movement, so they could tell... If you kind of, because, you know, when I practice, I would take days where I'd be like, I'm not, I got gear 4. I got gear 5. I'm staying 2 and 3 today. you know, like I'm not getting up all the way up.
Ladies
there.
And gentlemen, hosting with Allen Iverson here today.
I'm not saying practicing hard, but what I'm saying is like, Tim, there's days after a game where you don't want to get into 50.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear it.
And for somebody to track you on those things, Tim, that's torture.
It's like mom and dad are always watching you.
Mileage.
Sometimes you just want to be left alone.
just let me stay.
And I get it. It's practice, right? But we can't. I'm with you. You can't be going 100 miles an hour for the entire time. You've got to it's bursts of energy. The whole thing that Urban always talked about, right? It was the 4 to 6.
Yep.
4 to 6, A to B.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big phrase guy. I mean, that's football culture, right?
I guess
the phrases and these sayings and little mantras that we have.
Yeah, I know
PJ
you're not
Flecking it. Well, I don't want to get to PJ Fleck.
I know you're not a sayings guy, but
it is. Ski you ma? What the hell is ski you ma? Like, what are they doing up there in Minnesota?
I'll be honest.
What do that means?
I like phrases over acronyms. Acronyms like irk me.
Yeah,
they kill me.
Yeah, I don't have any for you right now.
Don't, please.
Even though I'm a guy that likes to abbreviate things.
I'll take abbreviations.
Go,
yeah, I just don't like.
DVP, Devere Posey.
This is fire for Forge in Raw Explosion. Like, come on, bro. Like,
perfect, right.
It's just that kills me. It's
burn the boats.
Did you think
Devin
about
burn the boats, right?
I like that.
That's fine. Yeah.
I like that.
I don't even know if that's a phrase. We're just...
Anything
we're just
Roman
throwing
Empire.
That out there.
It's kind of crazy.
Taking it from the painting, right?
Anything
from
Roman
Cortez.
I'm cool with anything Roman Empire.
So we lost another one, not to bury this, but... Aaron Dunston, you told me you never got a chance to meet her.
Yeah.
Aaron Dunston had just been promoted in the football program in February, but she is still leaving to take, and this is where the difference is, it seems like it is a step up in the career path. Either way, though, stings to see someone who's working in Ohio State's football department go to Michigan. She had been the director of, she was the director of on-campus recruiting when she arrived in March of 2021, and she had elevated her role a little bit to where she was handling like all of recruiting and event planning. So,
oh, wow.
It was an assistant athletics director type of position that she was in, and assistant athletics director for recruiting and event planning. Yes. And she got a promotion in February. Now she's going to Michigan, where it seems like her role is going to be a little bit more substantial. She has a sister who is an assistant coach for Michigan's women's basketball team. So a little bit of a connection in Ann Arbor as well.
Is she a Michigan gal?
She's not a Michigan gal. It says she's a graduate of Delaware.
Okay.
Master's degree in kinesiology from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Worked previously in administrative roles for the Tigers at Kansas, Rock Chalk, and Purdue.
Okay. Well, this is, you know, congrats.
Look, Aaron. Yeah, congrats this to is her. Good. The position will this be awesome. The position will be filled, mm-hmm. and this is not taking anything away from her and the job that she did, but that's a position that Ohio State's going to fill, and I do not believe they're going to skip a beat. The train keeps going, as we say. Nothing stops this train.
Nothing. Whether you're on it or off of it. And we wish you well, Aaron. But don't take our
But you shouldn't have gone to Michigan.
Our beautiful recruiting hosting techniques to Michigan. Just it's not going to work.
Leave it all here.
Leave it all here. Come up with new ways.
All that behind.
Yeah.
All right, the Bourne brothers, the Bosa brothers. On top of them, the Stiles brothers. Might we have gotten a line on the next set of Buckeye brothers? We'll tell you next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Fan.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Get into the group chat on our YouTube live feed. You can also shoot us a line on Twitter and X at The Buckeye Show. And also the voicemail and the text line, 614-460-2896. I was asking Devere how he likes to catch the football in the break. Man, I've been losing arm strength over the last week for all the balls that I've thrown.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a lot of footballs this last week.
Yep.
We're hitting that time where I get home from work, Buckeye Show ends, mm-hmm. we have dinner, and using all this extra daylight that's great in the summertime, it's right out to the yard, and I'm throwing routes.
Reps.
I'm throwing routes. Yep. I'm throwing outs. I'm throwing digs. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing skinny posts. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing goes.
Yeah.
I'm doing all of it, man. Yeah. I'm ready. Like, if we needed to do something, you needed a guy to throw the ball. I think I can get it to you.
You got the grease
I think
on
I'm
there.
Getting. I'm getting. I got a little thing with the rotator cuff, but yeah. when it's on, like, I got my hands big enough. I don't have these Kenny Pickett hands.
Yeah.
I think I probably measure out at like maybe 10 and a half or something.
Oh yeah, yeah
at the combine.
Yeah.
I can grip the football. I mm-hmm. can get it to you.
Yeah.
And I'm always curious when I watch. You know, I'm throwing to my son, and you know he loves the position wide receiver, and he likes playing QB too. But you got to keep your options open, right? Until a coach tells you you're yeah. going to do what you got to do. I was wondering, is he like getting his? Is he putting his hands up the right way for different kinds of routes? Like whether you yeah. want to go up and high point the ball or let the football come to you to kind of basket catch it. Yeah. Curious from an expert wide receiver, how you diagnose those things, how you try to catch the football.
Yeah, it's really just the number one thing with catching is who reacts first. Like,
right, because you don't want to like you don't want to show the DB that the ball's right there. Then he gets up and swats, and that's kind of he's watching you well, to see if you're ready to catch the ball, and then he's going to defend it.
Well, even if a DB kind of sees the ball and it's like in his vicinity, and he moves towards it first, like it's just who's gonna like who has that reaction first, and then also hand placement and like where you're gonna put the defender at, right? And that really predicates
where how you can catch it. It's a case by case deal.
And then sometimes
also how perfectly is the football thrown?
Chris Carter taught me this thing. It's three windows, Tim. This is window one right here. And it can go up, it can go down. This is window two, window three. if you let it get to window three, which is really close to your body, it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a bad day.
Catch you the need football. Space. Catch the football. That's why I love Emeka Egbuka.
Catching it.
Some of these
one.
Great receivers that Ohio State had. Maybe we saw a few cases with Julian Fleming, who was one of the highest recruits ever.
Yeah, he's a window three guy.
Where there was too many cases of him body catching it. It's like, I want to see those hands away from your body.
Well, window threes work sometimes.
If nobody's around you, if you want to catch the ball, get down.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's still a catch. But window one guys are the guys normally that can run with the ball after they catch it. You know why? Because just catching it out here with your hand extended.
Because it's a quick, easy a pluck. Movement. It's a pluck.
A pluck. You're plucky. Put your foot in the ground and go. Now, that point two.
You almost don't even feel it when you catch it out that far away. It's just like, oh, nothing.
That tuck point it, two running. Of letting it hit your body and then trying to, you really don't have room for yards after catch, unfortunately.
I'm watching this one, Dan Hope at 11 Warriors. He was out. He covers everything Ohio State for them, has for a while. And two impressive throws for Tavian St. Clair that he posted on their little article, their write-up about Tavian St. Clair doing his thing out there. And there was another, I want to say there were some other, you know, five-star quarterbacks in town. Tavian's going to be at the Elite 11, and that's awesome. Yeah, Dia Bell, five-star 2026 quarterback, was there as well. So that was buzzing. It was buzzing there. But the one throw, he throws a deep ball. I don't know who the receiver is, but it was just one of those things where it was the way that he caught it, the way that he went up. He does a nice job. I think the receiver plays this well.
He high pointed.
Yeah. He has to turn around and high point the football because the defensive back is catching him up because the ball hung a little bit. Still a great throw.
Yep.
But it's something that St. Clair will only get better and better at, knowing his receivers, knowing how fast he is, knowing how far I got to lay this thing out there to let you go up and get it. But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just, I can understand why you wanted to play that position.
That position? I didn't want to play. I wanted to play quarterback.
Well, if you couldn't play quarterback, I can understand why you wanted to play wide receiver next ahead of running back. Yes. You wanted to play that ahead of running back, didn't you?
Yeah, I was too skinny. Yeah, I had to play receiver. But it is a fun position, man. Yeah.
I mean, you get the chance to score.
If you talk to
every time you go out there, every single Saturday, you get the chance to put a touchdown on the board.
And that's all I cared about. But if you talk to offensive linemen who like look at wide receivers, they look at you so crazy. It's like, all you did was run today. It's just like, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
it sucked. All you did was wrestle today. Like, we're different types of tired.
All you did was wrestle today.
Took two steps
that's
back.
That's all I ever do.
And wrestle. And I'm in a marathon.
Oh, man. So I thought this was good. Speaking of the camps, I mentioned the Bourne brothers, the Bosa brothers. We got the Stiles brothers now. They were in studio recently on Morning Juice. The Sullinger, to go basketball, the Wesson brothers, the Sullinger brothers.
Yeah.
Got to put the Sullinger brothers a click ahead.
Just for the basketball side?
The combined accomplishments.
For sure. Yeah.
Caleb and Andre are really good, though.
They're really good.
They're really good. Really good players. But could we have another set of brothers? We haven't really seen this first guy even play yet, but we know he's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We know Jeremiah Smith is going to be awesome. Yeah. Unbelievable. Like the talent that this guy possesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a kid brother too, Devere.
Angelo.
Yeah.
Angelo Smith. So, you know, it's kind of crazy. You know, anytime you get an opportunity for your brother to play with you in college is a blessing. Bottom line. That's sweet. I played against my brother. Didn't get to play with him, but they say this Angelo Smith guy is coming up, and he's going to be a really good player. And Tim, you know, this just has me thinking about how excited I am for this 2025 class, and just the future of Ohio State. It's just so bright, man. Because I'm thinking like Chris Henry Jr. I don't know if you caught any of his highlights from the OT7 thing, but he is a dude. He's a dude, man.
He is someone that seems to be inspired but also driven by what Jeremiah has already accomplished. And how, I mean, he knows. Angelo sees it, hears it, probably is on social media all the time, seeing the action that Jeremiah is getting, right? And he's like, oh my God, like big bro is that deal. He hasn't even caught a pass for Ohio State yet, and he is already that deal. Could be one of the best receivers in the nation. He also, this was from Dan. He said, I feel like I'm going to be a better player than him. I know that. I play both sides of the ball. I'm definitely a game changer. So a lot of moxie with him. He did also say that, you know, after he's seen everything that his brother has achieved over these past years, he's been inspired. He said a lot, man. Watching him work, I definitely want to be better than him. I know that. So it's great. He says it would be just a legacy, talking about playing at Ohio State as well. And hopefully, if I have kids, they come here as well. So it'd be great. That little line, it's almost like Angelo already wants to come to Ohio State. And, you know, that might not be the case for all brothers where you might want
to. Did Angelo push his brother to come here? Because, you know, he had that little thing and he was like, man, you better go there because I want to go to Ohio State. You never know.
Could have been.
He's all about Ohio State.
Could have been little brother is like the big Ohio State guy. But it seems like since Jeremiah is here, he really wants that. And he would be a 2027 guy. So,
man, I'm going to be so old.
He's got time, but. Yeah, apparently it's great to hear, right? I mean, I would put that as a pretty good shot for being a great pair of brothers to wear Ohio State uniforms.
Man, that's so who's your favorite brother combo?
Well, I just don't think it's even possible to find a set of brothers that are better than Nick and Joey.
I know.
It's almost not even fair, right? Yeah. It's just
two top 10 picks.
I would say they're my favorite because they're pretty good. Your defense was a lot better.
They're pretty good.
When those guys were attacking the quarterback. And I don't even know, outside of Chase Young, we haven't really had that level. No. Haven't had that level at defensive end.
Nope. It's been a while.
Yeah. And I think JT Tuimoloau and Jack Sawyer,
he could have a year.
They know what that level is, and if they just watch film of those guys every night and every day, I wouldn't be particularly mad about it. I want to talk some hoops with you, Devere. There's something that head coach Jake Diebler clearly isn't afraid of. We're going to tell you guys what that is next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Morning juice.
Sure, did your mom used to tell you to rub butter on burns?
Better yet, Bob, she rubbed it on there for us.
That
was the elixir back in the day.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan. The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Devere, happy Wednesday. Bodeman is over there as well. College Football Pulse, always fun, coming up here at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. So, You know, we had a press conference with Jake Diebler, the head basketball coach, on Monday, and it's always awesome to catch up with our teams that aren't in season just to know how they're doing. And you know, they had a lot of their new faces, you know, showing up to campus this past week and starting to work out, right? Starting to become a team. And one of the things Jake talked about is you really have to use all the year now, because the way the sport is, a lot of times you're putting together an entire team every single year. So you have to use all of the offseason to start becoming a team. We start becoming a team right now. Right, Bodie? You've got to do that. And so they started doing that last week.
You guys look like a bunch of monkeys humping a football right now.
Not a good thing. Not a good thing.
Yeah, I love this time of year for basketball. I just think, you know, the summers are responsible for long seasons in basketball. How much work you put in as a team, really getting to know each other, lifting those dark days. I know you remember these type of summers, Tim, like those hot church gyms where you had to crack the doors just to get a breeze.
Sounds awful.
But you know, and it smells like, you know, wood
bad
in there.
Yeah.
It's dust on the floor. Nobody's mopped that place. But these are the types of summers for basketball players and basketball teams. Obviously, Ohio State's not in those gyms. They're in the Schottenstein and the auxiliary gym are on the main court in air conditioning. But my point is putting that work in as a team, getting all of this time in, using most of the summer. And, you know, they'll probably play in local leagues around Central Ohio, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland. And they'll be able to play a lot. But it's just important, man. I think around this time of year, when Bryce Sensabaugh got here, he played in the Kingdom League.
Oh, and we were hearing about that 50-point game.
He went for 50 ball.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, I'm keeping my ear to the streets to hear if we get some Michi in the league going off, or if we hear somebody, Devin Royals, going off. Like, so that'll get me hype about Ohio State basketball if I hear something like
but
that.
But you're already starting to think about the roster, right? And some of the new faces, where we know Aaron Bradshaw and Sean Stewart didn't get to play a whole lot. Yep. And, you know, they did their thing at Kentucky and Duke. And this, I'll give you a little bit of this, because this was Jake on the fact that they're five-star high school recruits, but neither of them got to play a ton for their blue blood schools, and then that led to them looking for other opportunities. So what are they going to bring? How's it going to be different for year one for them at Ohio State? Because this is a team that's going to need those guys. So Jake on Sean Stewart and Aaron Bradshaw.
One, their experience and knowing what college basketball now looks like and feels like will be valuable. I think if you look at the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, even maybe going back a little bit before some of the COVID year stuff, you saw really talented freshmen who stayed into their sophomore year. You saw guys kind of across the board make significant improvement. So both those guys work really hard, and that's why I'm confident they're going to be able to make a jump. But I also love the fact that we have a like veteran backcourt, and I think that's an important component too, that will help the transition from them going from maybe a more limited role to a significantly increased role.
You just need them, right?
Yeah.
You need them. I don't care if they had limited minutes for those teams. Mm-hmm. They're brought here for a reason. You've got opportunity. They're going to play, and there's going to be expectations for those guys.
Yeah. Man, I love that veteran backcourt that you're talking about. It just Bruce Thorne and Michi Johnson, just thinking that you got guys
that's nice off the top.
Many minutes.
That's nice off the top.
And scoring ability, and they're at that age where they're like, I understand this college basketball landscape. Mm-hmm. I've had my bad times. We've had good runs. Michi's back.
And just don't forget about Micah Parrish.
Absolutely.
Don't forget about Micah Parrish, who transfers in from San Diego State, a great program. That means Devin
played
Royal
in a natty.
That means you got a guy that can score like Devin Royal, could still be developing and coming off the bench as a sixth man.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, and played in a national championship, like you said. Yeah.
And those backcourts get those front courts rolling. That confidence, understanding how they like to score, understanding where they need the ball, and just bringing that energy on defense. Tim, like, it's hard to not be excited for this year. You just want to see how we mesh together. And if it happens early, that's even more added advantage.
Here he's talking about handling this sport, college basketball, where roster transition is just at a crazy level now.
But the difference is now I think we have to be as a staff even more intentional and spend even more time building relationships with our guys, solidifying that chemistry, both that crosses that line of player and coach. And then being creative of how we can create, you know, stronger chemistry in what is now a shorter period of time. And you just got to find a way to do it between when they get on campus to the time the season starts. And honestly, it's going to continue to grow throughout the season. So, but you can't, like, I think the days of summer kind of, oh, we'll be a little more laid back, or it might, like, can't do that anymore. Like, we got to build a great chemistry. We have great guys. I think we're going to be able to do that.
It's kind of what I told you about at the start of the segment. Like, that, yeah. That's his philosophy on it now. It's like, we're here.
Yeah.
Team's here. We got to go. Like, this is important. This is important time right now for us.
The added benefits of Jake Diebler being such a great recruiter as the head coach, being able to trickle that down, the understanding of those interpersonal relationships, emotional intelligence that he's bringing to the head coaching position. Tim, like, I can just hear it, and it's getting me so excited, because having those relationships as a coach, as a player, making sure that players are close, making sure that coaches are close, that's the stuff that championships are built off of. That's the intangible stuff right there. Don't get it twisted. You can get 1,000 shots in the gym, but if your team isn't tight and likes to be around each other and knows each other's why, there's no way you can win a championship. And Diebler understands that.
Yeah, and the thing that he is not shying away from, that's championships. He comes in here year one, and he even made
those chips and dip.
He even made a note. He even made a little joke about where Gary Pettit, the sports information director for the men's basketball team, set up the podium right in front of all of their Final Four trophies and the 1960 Natty Trophy. That's where it is. So right behind Jake Diebler, all those trophies are. And you know that that's done for a purpose. That's done for a reason. He said, I've seen where this program has been and the standard. And he said, that's competing for championships. That's the way this program has been. And that's the way it's going to be moving forward. He said, that's what we're striving for. We're not shying away from it. It doesn't guarantee anything. But if we can lean back to, hey, this is why we're doing this, it'll help us get through that adversity. And I also think it's, you know, you look at Ohio State and with the one that they stripped from them, you know, whatever. Ohio State has been to a ton of Final Fours, a ton of Final Fours. You're talking about 10 that are allowed right now. So 11 in their history. That puts them up there in.
With the Blue Bloods?
It puts them up there with the Blue Bloods, all time Final Four appearances. Man, and a lot of them in the modern era, too. Like, you just go back to 2012. Like, they did this.
Mm-hmm.
They did this.
06.
The guy Jared Sollinger, right?
Yeah, 06, 2012. I mean, this program is, this is what we're for, you know? Like, this is what I believe Ohio State is supposed to be, a basketball and a football school. We have the resources. We have the recruits. We have the coaches. It's time to get back to that. And I hope all his press conferences are in front of those trophies all year, Tim.
I do too, man. I do too. Coming up, the very best in the sport we know and love, including a ranking where we would have expected to see Ohio State at number one, but they're not. We keep our finger on the college football pulse next. It's the Buckeyes Show on The Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and Tebow.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Ferry.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you could lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, last night the Guardians took the first of four games between them and the Reds in this season's battle for the Ohio Cup, winning 5-3. Those two teams go again tonight in Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:10. Tanner Bibee starts for the Guards. Nick Lodolo for the Redlegs. The two teams will meet again for a pair of games in Cleveland in late September. In the NBA tonight, we have Game 3 of the Finals in Dallas between the Mavericks and Celtics. Tip-off is at 8:30. Boston leads the series 2-0. We'll carry that game right here on The Fan for you with coverage starting after On the Money at 9. Some sad news from the association today as the logo Jerry West passed away this morning. The Hall of Famer had one of the greatest basketball careers ever, spanning across his time as both a player and executive. He was 86 years old. And tomorrow morning, the U.S. Open will get underway shortly before 7 a.m. at Pinehurst in North Carolina. World number one Scotty Scheffler will get his first round started at about a quarter after 1. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric?
Call a Carpenter.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, and the Bode Man here for the Pulse. Now, Bode, before we jump right into college football, Devere and I in the break there, we're getting caught up in the Final Four all-time ranking, and also UConn just sort of stopped us in our tracks. Just a quick little respect. I mean, I figured you being a Celtics guy, you could also possibly be a UConn basketball fan, but not when you're a Notre Dame guy, because they shared love in the Big East for a good long time. Now you're out,
I missed
though.
The Big East.
Now you're out and you're in the ACC.
We all missed the Big East. I know. Ugh, tragic.
But here's the thing. By the way, on the Final Four deal, this is what is impressive about Ohio State. Because I feel like most people outside of Columbus or outside of the Ohio State family don't have a really good idea of what Buckeye basketball has been for the long haul, right?
Yeah.
I think they were in the first national championship game and lost to Oregon, of all teams. The first NCAA tournament national championship game, which is funny because them we not so long
the
ago
football
got
national
him in the very first
versus Oregon.
Got him in the first college football playoff national championship game and beat them. So it turned out the right way. But you have for Final Four appearances first. Then we'll do the title games. North Carolina, just a ton, 21 Final Fours. They're as blue blood gets. UCLA second with 18, and like 13 of them were with John Wooden, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
And they cashed out on like,
and three of them were probably with Kareem and three with Bill Walton. May he rest in peace. Cashed in. Kentucky, Duke, 17. Kansas, 15. So we're at 5 now. And then, right there, tied for 6th, Buckeyes and the Spartans. And I think Tom Izzo's gotten, 7 of those Final Fours?
Yeah.
But there you go. And the Buckeye Final
how
Four
many?
Appearances.
Did you say
10,
how many? Sorry, 10.
Double digits. And it should be 11. It's really 11 for Ohio State.
Why do you say that?
One of them's vacated.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With the Michael Redd, Scoony Penn one, which is stupid, right? Yep. Because those guys still that were on the team earned their way
happened.
There.
Poof.
They played a lot of good basketball, and they earned their way to that Final Four. That team, those guys. But that's how it goes. So I just think that's impressive because that spans 1939 to 2012. That's the time span in which Buckeye basketball was doing that the whole entire time, basically. They didn't just hit it, a few times in a, 10 or 15 or 20 year period.
Mm-hmm.
They're a legit program that's won Big Ten championships and been to Final Fours and won a national championship. You'd like them to win more than that one. I like 2 or 3 at least on the board, but that we're working on that.
And that's what Diebler was alluding to in his interviews. Uh-huh. This program has been there, and it's time to get back to that.
But UConn, and this is why I think it's right that Dan Hurley stayed. Because you
made a great choice.
You made a great choice. I agree. I mean,
he saved years on his life not going to the Lakers organization. Trust me.
How much money does a man need anyway? Coaching basketball, you're going to get more money at UConn now. I know it was about double what his extension was, like 6 years, $70 million, the Lakers offer. So we'll see what UConn can sprinkle in there.
Got to respect him for saying no to that.
You do, and you got to reward him for it. The man's won two straight national championships. UConn.
Almost lost them.
UConn's won six titles all since 1999. Six titles. They are tied with Carolina with national championships, third all time. They're only behind UCLA and Kentucky. And we know UCLA did all that in a smaller field with John Wooden, with Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton and those guys. They're ahead of teams like Duke, Indiana, and Kansas. The fact that they could be two ahead of Kansas, unacceptable. And they've done that. It's impressive. It's incredible. Yeah. I get why he was perturbed that UConn basketball just doesn't get that blue blood respect.
They are.
I feel it too.
They are.
I feel it too.
I had a cousin that played there. He played in the Final Four. They lost to Ohio State. They lost to an Ohio State team.
That's right.
In 94, 92, 93 season. So it's just growing up, I always liked UConn basketball and secretly root for them.
All right.
I mean, the fact that they have made six Final Fours since 99, right? Is that right?
It's all been since 99.
And yeah. Every time they've gotten to the Final Four, they've won the national championship, right?
Seven Final Fours. There's six for seven.
Okay.
But every time they've been in a national championship, they've won the national championship.
You know what? I would take six out of seven. That's still pretty good.
Sure.
I
mean,
think about
that. 12 like out of 14, too.
Yeah, it's just insane.
Double that
it's
up. Like,
when you have the at-bat, you hit it out of the park. It's crazy.
It's not easy when you get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
It's harder.
It's supposed to get harder, yeah.
Yeah, it is harder. And they are great at it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, transition. That was the basketball pulse. Now we go to the football pulse.
Yeah, so you hit on it a second ago, Timmy. Oregon versus the Buckeyes. We'll kind of continue the theme here. CBS Sports ranked the five best wide receiver rooms in the country heading into this season. We have two Big Ten teams at the top and then three SEC teams. Kind of feels weird to say with Texas being in there, but nevertheless, 1 to 5 in order. They have Oregon at number one, then they have the Buckeyes at number two, and then three SEC schools with Texas, Missouri, and Ole Miss. Rounding off the top five.
All right, Mr. Wide Receiver. Yeah. How in the heck are the Buckeyes not the number one wide receiver room in the country here? They have no more Marvin. I get that.
Yeah.
But you got a Carnell Tate. Yeah. You got a Jeremiah Smith that we talked about. Yeah. And, of course, Emeka Egbuka.
Unfortunately, I have to say that this list is valid. And I'm issuing this as a challenge to the Ohio State receiver room. Here's why. The numbers were down last year. Emeka Egbuka, his numbers were down. Carnell Tate's numbers were down. Because honestly, all the balls were going to Marvin Harrison. So if you look at returning starters, Oregon has guys that are up over that around that 400-yard mark. And Ohio State has guys who we know they have talent. We know that they have some NFL wide receivers in their room, Tim, but they got to go out and prove it. And I'm pretty sure they're ready to do that.
All right, let's see. Do you know much about Trayshawn Holden? I know the other two names pretty well, but I'm looking at this third guy for Oregon. Mm-hmm. So let's pull him up. Trayshawn Holden, Ducks wide receiver, because he's coming from Alabama. So he had 331 yards for Alabama. I didn't think he put up a ton of numbers. He had six touchdown grabs, though. Well, he's already been with Oregon for a year. He was Alabama, and then Oregon. So he's a fourth-year guy. He's got experience, but not huge numbers. But a good player, right? Someone you've got to respect and know where he is. Mm-hmm. He had 452 yards and six touchdown grabs last year. And, of course, we know they had a really good quarterback situation with Bo Nix, dual-threat guy, slinging it all over the place, running the football really well. Evan Stewart is the young man that just came over from Texas A&M. So he's going to have his first year at Oregon. He was 649 yards as a freshman, 514 yards last season for A&M, six overall touchdowns in the 2 years combined. So not a ton in the touchdown department. And then Tez Johnson is their guy. Smaller guy, only 5'10", but had almost 1,200 yards receiving, 86 catches and 10 touchdowns. Big time player. Really, really good. It's a really good receiver room. I don't know if I'm taking them over us. I'm not.
I am
taking man for man the guys in this Buckeye room over the Oregon Ducks.
Not just saying that
being on this show.
Got to go out and put the numbers up. I can see why for this article, who wrote this article? Whoever wrote this article.
Yeah, what was the article again, Bodman?
He
CBS Sports.
CBS Sports.
I understand the respect, and I appreciate being number two because you're talking about a room littered with five stars. But you can't put them at one until they go out and catch those tutties and get those yards. And, Tim, we're going to be talking about every single one of them.
All right, Bowman, what's next?
Looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right ones.
Thank you, Herb. Good read from Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports, kind of sticking with the same website here, on Mike Leach. Part of the story points out how, to get into the College Football Hall of Fame, a coach has to have a win percentage of 600 or better. There have been some exceptions, though, but nevertheless, since 2005, two coaches with sub-600 win percentage have gotten in. Leach, he owns a .596, so literally just .004 away from that, in his 21 seasons at Texas Tech, Washington State, and Missouri State. They have him as ineligible right now. To me, with the way you look at Mike Leach, the way he changed the offensive game with the air raid style and being that shy of it, I don't know, kind of feels like something that you would hope can make an exception. And to me, like, this is not to get on a whole nother rant, but in my opinion, and everybody can have their own opinion, the part of the Hall of Fame to me should be like kind of telling the story of the sport. Like, to me, Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. And you could acknowledge the steroid stuff, but I don't think you can tell the history of baseball without telling, like, Barry Bonds being a part of it.
And that, to me,
in the last two decades, Mike Leach is a big part of college football. I know he's not like the Urban Meyer, Nick Saban level of like win percentage and whatnot, but if you look at the way he was a huge part of changing the offensive game, and he was a good coach. It's not like he was going 6-6 every year. I mean, Texas Tech, Washington State, like, they were winning double-digit games. Winning double-digit games in seasons.
Hey,
and
seasons.
That's,
man,
not
I
two
agree.
Schools that...
Hey, agree, man, too. I agree with you. And I don't even think you need to make the Barry Bonds comparison, because Barry was actually cheating at something.
I mean, there were a lot of guys who were cheating, though, who got into the hall.
I get it. Some did, but it's one of those, okay, just because you were caught or we all found out about it, whether there were no, you know, technically breaking the rules of baseball at the time, that's a big caveat. A big caveat, and it's one that is used for convenience sake to get guys in the hall. And, you know, they vote on this, and the Hall of Fame, you know, for the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame, that voting process is kind of ridiculous. But this 600 winning percentage, you're at 596. Devere, I think what you're missing out is there are so many great football coaches out there that have a tougher time winning games because of their resources. Mm-hmm. They don't have that brand power. They don't recruit from the same pile. And I think Mike Leach is an example, and there's so much more that he has done for the game than just the wins and losses there.
Yeah, I'm with Bodie on his sentiment of what he did to the college game and telling the story of the sport and how it's evolved over time and how numbers, wide receiver numbers, just took a leap from the early 2000s to the 2010s. And he's a part of that story, right? Big part of that story. And you're talking about, you know, his time at Texas Tech with Crabtree. I mean, he had a wide receiver win back-to-back Biletnikoffs. Right. You know, it's crazy when you think about it and then, like, how you put it in that frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that point four, come on.
That's the thing, too. Is come like on. I said, it's not like he was going 6-6 every year. Like, it's
four, he's just right under 600. Like, that's crazy.
I understand you got to have a cutoff somewhere, but maybe you don't even need that. Maybe you don't even need that rule in there.
Yeah, because I think the voters, and I don't know exactly how this voting process works.
We're going to judge each guy on a case-by-case situation.
Yeah.
And if he's completely unworthy,
to me,
then we won't be thinking about him. But he must have done something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Something broke the window. Something destroyed the radio.
Not saying it's the exact same thing, and it's a perfect comparison, but you know how the NBA added, like, the rules to make all NBA team and some of that stuff this year? You had to play 65 games.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, if whoever, Nikola Jokic played 64, you're telling me, you know, it's like, I think the voters, for the most part, probably already took games played into their voting process. Same with this thing. The voters probably already took win percentage into it. So I don't know if you need the hard cutoff like that.
Should we listen to Mike Leach when we come back?
Absolutely.
We didn't even talk about that. Like, what's the real reason he's a Hall of Famer?
Most importantly,
Hall of Fame press conferences.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Hall of Fame press conferences. We will dabble with one of his Hall of Fame press conferences coming up here, because he's a real one and a great one. Rest in peace, Mike Leach. We'll hear from him It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And, well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loan terminated by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Mavs and Celtics battle for the title. Who will win? Will Tatum and Brown make it look easy? Will Kyrie dribble the ball off the face of the earth? Let's find out together. Listen to ESPN Radio's coverage of the NBA Finals right here on The Fan. The home of Big Ten championships and future first rounders. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, happy Wednesday. We are indeed brought to you by our good friends at CareSource. We thank them for sponsoring this lovely radio show. You guys can, of course, watch the show in addition to listen to it on YouTube Live. All of our fan programs are there now, so enter into the chat room. Our guy Austin said, how about that Arby's? Thanks to Tim Hall, I'm eating my 5 Arby's sandwiches right now. We have done some work for them this week. They should be very happy.
You should go by there and get a beef and cheddar.
I'm not getting the beef and cheddar. I'm going to do the 5 for $5. All right? And I think I could eat not just 5. I think I could eat, because that's not even a challenge for me. Tyvus, question it. And the fact that you told me in hour one that you think you would eat 1.5 sandwiches.
And some curly fries. I'm ashamed of you
that you would only eat 1.5 roast beef sandwiches.
You know why?
That's embarrassing to me.
Because I want a turnover.
I don't care what you're having for dessert.
They got the turnovers there.
I want you to do more than that.
No, I'm going to do one.
At least 3.
Large curly fry and a turnover.
Man. See, do you remember when the 5 for $5 was thriving and you could get, I think the beef and cheddar was included in that.
Mm-hmm.
You had the 4-piece mozzarella. You had the small curly fry was in there. Mm-hmm. My typical order would have been three regular roast beefs, one mott stick, and one curly fry. That's what I would have gotten with the old 5 for $5.
You're going to eat three sandwiches?
No, man. I'm going to eat five this time because that's all you get for this one is the roast beef sandwiches. I'm going to do all five. And I think I could do 10 if somebody put me up to it.
I'm impressed.
I think I could do 10. And I think I could feel pretty good about it.
Where do you hide it at?
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't stay.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm in golf mode today. I see you're rocking the, we're both sporting fan shirts, like a couple of dorks here.
Yeah, you got to rock the merch, though. Scotty Vegas came through finally. We got to rock the merch.
God, we're sitting here with fan logos all over the place. Oh, do you see us here? We got my fan shirt here.
You got to rock the merch.
We're working for the fan. Go, yeah.
But Tim,
here we go.
This
the mic flags. No, we don't actually don't have mic flags, but.
The team merch, you don't appreciate it till it's gone. Like, and I could say that firsthand, like the Ohio State gear, the NFL gear, like you, it's like,
but we get something like once every three, we get something once every 3 years. You would get something every day, every 2 weeks playing at Ohio State.
I can always tell somebody I worked at the fan.
You can't go over to the Woody and just grab some Ohio State gear. They won't hook you up.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Can.
Yeah. But I mean, you don't push that button every time you get.
I understand. Mm. I understand.
It's an annual thing.
It's a type of.
You walk that line.
Play it. Yeah.
And you're very appreciative.
You got, of course you got it. Oh, thank you so much. Do you have a guy? Like, is there a guy or a gal in the program that you have a point of contact with?
Well, for me.
For those types of things?
I'll be honest. I burned up a lot of Ohio State's merch when I played. I was a new cleat every week guy. I would get a lot of stuff when I played. So I kind of feel bad at this age. Like
I wouldn't feel bad. What were you getting paid back then, DeVere? Oh, that's right. Nothing.
I was getting paid Pell Grant once a quarter.
That's why.
$1,400.
That's why what
weeks.
That's why what happened is because we weren't getting paid. What something had to give?
I had to make that Pell stretch. I was trying to beat Wisconsin on ramen noodles.
Oh my God! All right, let's. we said we do this, so we won't. We won't get the late, great Mike Leach into the College Football Hall of Fame. We won't even get him eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame. Not only get him in, but we can put him in the Hall of Fame for press conferences.
Yeah.
And we started this thing. We haven't even done round two yet. We had been on a mission this summer, even though we haven't even gotten to the summertime yet, but this offseason on the Buckeye Show to determine what is the best press conference in college football history.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have more than one in the contest. This is not an official segment where the contest is continuing. This is not our second candidate. He is the first one that we did, and it was his candy. Wasn't really a candy lineup. It was just Mike riffing on candy. You might remember that one.
Yeah, yeah.
He talked about nerds, clusters. He talked about how like black licorice is the worst thing ever. I don't know exactly which candies that he hit on.
Yeah.
But this is another great moment from Mike Leach, where he talks about TV monsters that he absolutely hates.
Okay, now, and I know this is a minority opinion, and I can say that safely with the success of the shows and the movies, but I find zombies to be the most boring of the monsters, because everything with zombies is redundant. So you basically have dead bodies walking around that get parts chopped off and then continue to walk around to some degree. And it's pretty undefined what it takes to kill a zombie. You just keep chopping away at them, evidently. And without any particular clue on how they become zombies, it's almost like a disease. So it's sort of like AIDS for dead bodies. And then except for they live instead of die or something. I don't know. But I don't fully understand the zombie thing. And what I don't like about zombies is they're incredibly redundant. Here's a zombie. All right, we chopped him. Okay, now get the other zombie. Okay, boom. And, you know, the ash or decayed flesh flies somewhere. And then, it's so after somebody's killed three zombies, I mean, it's all the same to me. It's like, and then you wait there for an hour and a half. I don't think I'd have to store that much. I'd try to store all my favorite things, and you know, have a nice, you know, locked-in space. Zombies seem to be able to climb, so I don't think height is a big a deal. And obviously I'd want to blast a couple just to see how that comes together. But I actually think a zombie apocalypse, I would die of boredom before anything else. I think, you know, some of my neighbors would start shooting zombies. Okay, here's another one. Okay, there's another one. All right, another one. Another zombie. Oh, okay. You know, this is a really ugly zombie. Wow, pretty attractive for a zombie. And then, you know, and then, no, I think I'd die of boredom. I really do. I've been kind of waiting for the zombie thing to run its course, go back to vampires or something that's far more captivating, or something that's not quite a science fiction, even like an old Frankenstein or something, or ghosts, you know, the poltergeist thing. And ghosts are kind of fashionable now, and hopefully they'll overtake the zombies. But I'm ready for the zombie thing to be over. And I realize, you know, talking to my kids and my son-in-law and all that, who they're zombie crazed, so they're obviously part of the problem. But now I, for one, am ready to move on from zombies. We need something else, and I don't want it to be some science fiction deal either.
I could not be more with Mike Leach on zombie exhaustion. Get rid of him. It's done. Me and Matty Ice used to come into work and talk about The Walking Dead for years.
Yeah.
For years. And sooner or later, it just never ended. Yeah. It just kept going and going and going. And, oh, we got the governor that we're going to kill, a ruthless villain. Yeah. He's just killing everybody just for fun. Yeah. Not just the zombies, the people, too. And then we kill his ass. And then we just keep going and going. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan, come on in. Oh, I've got my big bat. I'm going to bash your head with it. Just enough already. And then all the zombies keep coming. Yeah. Done with them. I agree, Mike.
I think that's the meaning of the show. Like, you're going to watch this show until you become a zombie, unless you wake up and realize that this is all this is about. This is the deeper meaning of Walking Dead, that you never end.
Did you watch it too?
My wife and my son tried to watch it, and I was like, I can't do it. Because I'm with Mike Leach. It's just like, how are
just
they dying?
Just because of the zombies.
Well, what he just said, he was like, it's undefined how to really kill a zombie. Like, and it's just like, as long as I'm up high, I'm good. Can they climb? I don't know.
Like, but what do you do at the end of the show? Like, where do you, what's the, I don't know. Is the show over? Is no, it still going
this
on?
This life now. This is life now.
Do we eradicate the disease? Like, the great thing about I Am Legend in the there end of that movie, yeah, it's a 2-hour movie. It eventually ended.
Yeah.
We get to go home now.
Yeah. World War Great. Z, right? Brad Pitt. He
now, those zombies are different, though.
Okay.
World War Z, because they're fast. And they're,
I don't want a fast zombie.
Also, those like, are
zombies
scary.
Zombies running like John Ross
would,
out like, there.
World War Z zombies
hoard
are
together in dozens and just like climb walls.
Oh, yes, dear, you're done, then.
But Brad
those
Pitt,
are different,
you know,
zombies. Those zombies are scary.
Run in the age.
Those zombies are scary.
He went into the zombie crisis.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen it
in a handful of years.
You know what? I would check that one out because it ends.
It ends. And there's a cure.
But at the end of I Am Legend, they kind of drop a little tea leaf. Oh, maybe this thing will cure all the zombies. Yeah. And the good doctor, Will Smith, instead of slapping people, he gets to be, you know, a hero.
Yeah. Now, these zombies are fast.
Created the cure.
They're running Ford threes.
Jeez.
Yeah, you gotta watch this.
What are you gonna do that to that, Mike Leach?
And they're climbing.
These guys could play corner for you.
Like, SEC speed.
Bite some guys, you know, take some guys out of the lineup, play corner. Great. Hey, one program at Ohio State just reminded us of its dominance. We'll tell you how next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Three dudes who make you feel like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, we aren't swaggled, you good.
Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit. Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives. It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Yes, you are. Happy Wednesday. Timmy and DeVere. Party on, DeVere.
Party on. Party on. Let's get on.
Party on. Party on, Boatman.
Party on, Timmy.
And party on, all you fine Buckeye fans, however you're listening or watching the program.
Yeah, I'm not partying. I'm party under those sheets tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about your Tri-Health commercial. I'm talking about going to sleep. I don't got any ace shots, so I'm going to bed.
It's about to have a fun night. You give us some great stuff every now and then. I like that.
I'm going to sleep.
And it's completely accidental. It's completely accidental. Yeah, that's what I love. Man. Bodie is saving that clip. As we speak.
What are you trying? No, don't you do that.
Look at him smiling over there.
He's
look
like locking there.
Mike Leach hates zombies. The more we thought about it through the break, I hate him too. And you know what? The Walking Dead zombies, that's the thing, that they're different on every show. Mm-hmm. Like, you're showing me these World War Z zombies. These suckers are too fast. I agree with you.
You showed
me a little clip. That ain't fair. That's not fair.
You're going to be up all night watching. You're going to finish it.
I don't know. How are you? Are you a guy that watches movies throughout the off season here when we don't have all the football to go through? Do you like to knock out movies that are even from the past that you might have missed or current ones?
Yeah.
I usually have 2 movies going at the same time because the shift that I work, you get home a little bit later. Although we let Jack stay up a little bit later now since there's no summertime. You know, have fun. I'm gonna stay up till 11. You know you're on the chat with the boys or whatever, go ahead. Knock yourself out. Have fun. So I'll watch a movie with the fam, and then when the fam goes to bed, I'll watch a movie on my own that I know they don't have anything to do with, or one that I can't watch with Jack right now. So the two that are in the hopper, we're doing the Fast 10 as a fam right now, which I've already seen, but watching it again, whatever.
Yeah,
you could sit there forever trying to pick the movie. And you're like, just press something already. Like, we're not going to watch a Jim Carrey flick or an Adam Sandler flick because nothing is available. And the Amazon wants you to buy everything for $15 instead of just making it available. So we watch Fast 10. Yeah. By the way, Jason Momoa sucks in it.
Yeah,
it's terrible in it.
Yeah,
but he's a bad villain.
The car scenes just get crazier and crazier every time. We're going to have a car coming through a building on the top of in Dubai. And we're going to have a car racing. Brazil is just like, they just
we're going to have a nuke in Rome and we're going to have Vin Diesel
evade the nuke off of a bridge.
He's not even going to hit the nuke into the river. He's going to hit a crane and the crane's going to whip around and bump the nuke and it's going to go
like,
in the
how
river.
Can you do all this stuff
what
with a car?
What are we talking about?
This stuff is crazy. So are you guys with the fam?
So we're watching that and that's fine. Yeah, and then the one that I'm watching on my own is Ricky Stenicki. So I'm watching 2 John Cena films at the same time. Yeah. It's got Zac Efron, so a strong lead, good looking too.
Yep.
And he and his friends, they have made up a guy that covers their asses throughout their entire lives. Like it helps them get out of stuff with the fam, with friends that they don't want to do. So they have a made up non-existing friend that is the reason that they miss all this stuff.
Yeah.
And eventually push comes to shove. People need to see this friend.
Yeah.
And so they have to hire an actor. And he's some low life that lives in Atlantic City. So they bring John Cena in.
Yeah.
And I'm watching that right now. This is pretty good.
With the fam, are you guys trying to get Jack up to date on like 90s, early 2000s culture?
I think we do a great job as parents. Music, movies,
that's good.
TV.
He needs that foundation because this stuff now is like, it's not as well-rounded.
Right. Like he knows about Eminem. He knows about Dr. Dre in that era. Yeah. He knows classic rock. He knows what the Beatles are and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
and he has a chance to become fans of those guys if he wants to.
Classic sports movies.
Classic,
he's seen them.
Yeah, he's Miracle. Got some Miracle. He's all up to speed. Don't worry about it, Bodie. He's got. He's about the name on the front of the jersey. Okay,
has he got to see Hoosier stuff? Like, how does he
Hoosiers.
Feel about like?
We've
older
been to the gym
movies?
Plenty of times.
How does he feel about older movies?
He's good with them. I mean, he's all not right. watching, you know, talkies. We're not. Yeah. We're not watching Casablanca or anything. Yeah. Casablanca.
But he feels whatever. Like he's watching Casablanca, like with the '90s movies. He's like, what year is this made?
I mean, we though had pretty good. We grew up in a nice era where I think, you know, the guys like Steven Spielberg and whoever, they had the technology at their disposal. Like when you watch Independence Day, do you feel like that is awful when they blow up the Capitol building and all that and that laser beam comes down and it's just, I feel like it holds up. It gets okay. Like the aliens and everything.
Yeah.
Like the CGI.
Yeah. It's believable. They've gotten better, you know, and I love that because I do the same thing. Like, I got one kid that's like a sports pop culture lover.
Yeah.
Like, we watch Like Mike. He wanted to see that. Like, and then I have a sci-fi.
Like Mike, yeah.
Then I got a sci-fi kid that we can go deep into Star Wars.
Great. Star Wars, Star Trek.
We can
Trek.
Go Harry Potter.
Probably likes Back to the Future, right?
Oh, we can go deep. And but
you guys
the
done
one,
Back to the Future? Have you done the trilogy with the kids?
The fam needs to do Back to the Future.
You got to.
Because it messes you with you to. On the time. It does. But
it's
you know,
so much fun. It's just fun.
Infinity Wars and Endgame is like this year, like these kids' version of Back to the Future.
We've done all those.
Have you guys watched them in order that you're supposed to?
Yes, okay, we've done all of that.
Man, I love your
family. You watching anything right now?
Right now, I'm about to watch Clipped tonight.
Okay, I've heard about Clipped. I've been seeing that on
I'm
the screen.
I'm laughing at these hired basketball actors that they have. They're just so...
Lawrence Fishburne.
He's Doc Rivers. He's a good Doc Rivers.
Good. All right.
He's
I'm looking forward
Doc
to it.
Doc Rivers. Yeah.
And I saw that and it was reminding me so much of the Lakers series. And I'm not fully up to speed on the Lakers series winning time, but I enjoyed the first season and the actors that they chose. And I remember how Jerry West really didn't like how he was depicted in that. And of course, we lost Bill Walton a couple weeks ago. Listen, Jerry West, who is the Lakers. I mean, rest in peace.
Time.
Yeah.
Cinematically. How like you felt like what it was like to be in the '80s. They did a good job with that. Too.
That's good. I'm looking forward to the show. I'm looking forward to catching it up. So I think about the women's hockey program at Ohio State a lot and what they've done. And we've had Nadine Muzzerall on after the national championship wins. And they are one of the best programs, one of the most dominant programs around the Block O right now. Mm-hmm. They are. And they deserve to get some upgrades with the facilities. And I know it's hitting at an interesting time with the settlement and the lawsuit and how is this money going to get distributed? Title IX is going to come into play. How much are we going to look at women's sports for this? I think about a lot of these things when I look at how great this women's hockey program is. I don't want any of what's happening right now to screw up something like that because they've done so well and they actually deserve more. I think they can be sustainable because they don't even get a real hockey arena to play in. And if they did, you could actually sell some cheap tickets for that, and I think people would go out and enjoy it because it's a lot of fun. And to further drive home how good they have been, they just had 8 players selected. 8 players selected in this year's PWHL draft. That's the Pro Women's Hockey League. They had 2 in the top 5. You had 8 out of 44 draft picks. Hannah Bilka got drafted by Boston. She went number 4 overall, and then Kayla Barnes went number 5 overall to Montreal. So congratulations to them and their 6 teammates. Ohio State women's hockey has been phenomenal these last 3 years.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tim. With these rules changes, for sports like women's hockey and other sports that men's tennis that have held a beacon around college sports for so long in our producing professional athletes like our women's hockey team just produced this past year, they have to have some type of priority with this money. They have to be able to get pushed to the front for more resources to continue that excellence because that's what makes Ohio State's athletics great is how broad it is.
Yeah, yeah. And will it be able to stay that way? I don't know.
The breadth and the depth.
I don't know. But I know that because they're so good right now, they put themselves in a good spot to remain.
Yeah.
You know, will they be able to keep up every single Olympic sport that they take part in the same way it's done now? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
'Cause it's going to cost more money now.
Yeah.
It's going to cost more money because you're going to have to take some of that revenue and share it with the players.
Speaking of Olympics, next week we should dive into who's going to be in the Olympics game from Ohio State.
Absolutely.
We should dive. I'm excited for the Olympics. Do you like the Olympics?
I love the Olympics, man.
What's your favorite event that's not mainstream?
So I guess you won't allow me to say swimming because that's a big time event. That's a big time event.
It's okay. It's swimming. I like swimming.
What to you is the marquee event of the Summer Olympics?
I love the decathletes because they're the best athletes in the world.
I wouldn't say the decathlon's the sexy track event though. I'd say it's the 100, right? The 100, the 200, the 400.
Yeah, those are sexy, but that's one event, bro. Like these guys are doing 10.
I'm just saying what weight. I know, I agree. You got to get Carl Lewis wasn't the decathlete, was he? He
wasn't. I like swimming too, though.
Was Carl Lewis decathlete?
No.
I can't think of the name of the American that was always right up there.
It's just crazy. It's like, man, you did all of that in one day. You know, and the numbers aren't as high as the guys that are the best guys in the world. They're decent, though. They're decent numbers. And, but I'm with you on swimming. I like swimming.
Carl Lewis was great at singing, though. That I know.
And the Rockets! Red Wing!
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. All right, some absolutely heartbreaking food news to share with you. We look at some hashtags. Next, it's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Trust the pros at the Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
Timmy and DeVere on a lovely Wednesday. The Bode Man as well. We love to hear this. We love to hear where you're listening from. If you're ever traveling or on vacation, I feel like a lot of us Central Ohioans are about ready to make our 10 to 12 hour treks to the Atlantic Ocean. I'm about to do that in a couple more weeks.
Yes, we are.
We don't fly anywhere. I love those jokes. I love those memes about Midwesterners not flying. And DeVere, what's your limit? Like if you got to take the cruise, if you're going to like a North Carolina beach town,
yeah.
Are you driving or are you trying to fly?
I don't really have a limit when it comes to driving, but
So you're driving.
The airport is more hectic with the youngers, with the littles.
I agree. It's not anxiety. Not saying that it could also be fun to be in the car for 10 or 12 hours, but if you got to fly to a city where you have to connect, that's the problem out of Columbus. Sometimes you can't get from point A to point B in a straight shot. If you got to make a connecting flight and then there's a 2 or 3 hour layover,
you're almost
up to 10 hours of a travel day anyway.
I would rather drive to Detroit the night, like late, early.
Or Detroit, are you kidding me? I would never fly to Detroit.
But what I'm saying,
3 hours.
I'd
walk to Detroit before I flew.
Where's the closest biggest airport?
What are you talking about?
Like that you could, like that's a place in the Midwest that you can get to everywhere in the country in one flight.
Detroit.
You can get to L.A. You can get to Texas. You can get to Seattle.
It's a major airport. They got a lot of straight flights to the bigger West Coast, East Coast spots.
Within 3 hours. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you definitely have to fly to this place because somebody, Orlando, chimed in and said, listening all the way from El Salvador. Thanks, boys. No, Orlando. Thank you. El Salvador.
Thank you.
See. Very nice. It's very, very good of him. I love hearing that. So this has been all over social media. This is certainly Buckeye themed because it's on campus and it's a spot that all the Buckeye boys and girls loved to eat at for years and years and years and years. 45 years. The Tommy's Pizza on Lane, West Lane, right there on campus, close to High Street. It is done in 2 days. I cannot believe it. So you better get there tomorrow, or you better get there before closing time on Friday.
Yeah.
Or that's it. What a unique looking building, too, with the shadow paint. Tommy's Pizza, spaghetti, subs, pizza.
Tommy's Pizza.
Delicious stuff.
Man.
But there's still two other locations.
Yes.
So the other one on Lane and UA, that'll be there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you love that style of pizza, do not worry. But that's got to be a sad thing. I can commiserate. I mean, you've got your spots. It's your college town. It's your campus. It's part of the experience. I have not been to that location in a long, long time, to which the owner would say, yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're telling me they own that real estate there.
Tim, I want to say congratulations to the Tommy's Pizza family because they just sold a expensive piece of real estate.
That is prime.
Yeah, right prime there turf. On Lane. Oh, man. You could probably see the stadium right there from the front door. That's prime turf.
I mean, you think about how busy a spot like that is hopping on game days, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. But that's a big deal. Oh, hello. Paige Spiranak just popped up.
Oh, there she is.
Paige Spiranak.
His algorithm's so dirty.
Hashtag Buckeyes. Can we get her doing some Ohio State
appearances? Go ahead and click the likes, Timmy, because it's nobody will ever know.
Because they're anonymous now, right? Yeah.
Or you can do whatever you want on Twitter.
I can be like our old fearless leader, Stringbean, and just comment and say, oh, beautiful. Should I do that?
I would not advise that.
You did it live on the air. What's the difference?
Put some hand sanitizer on those fingers.
Thank you, Darius. Jesus. You guys.
I got one. Chris Henry Jr. says Ohio State has everything that he wants. On talking about his upcoming visits, this guy's committed to Ohio State. This guy's taking a visit to Oregon and LSU.
How tall is he still growing?
He's like 6'5".
I think he's 6'6", 6'7", man.
But then why is he going on a visit, man?
You got to take it's the experience.
The experience? All right.
It's the experience, right?
I'll give it to you.
Isn't Pac-Man his legal guardian?
Yep. He didn't go to West Virginia. No, I didn't see West Virginia.
No, I'm not going to West Virginia. Chris Henry Jr. got them kicked off in that recruiting class.
Yeah.
Got them started in that recruiting class.
Yep.
Do you know much about him? Are you familiar with him?
He was a Cincinnati guy. He went to high school at Cincinnati Withrow, and he dominated CPS, Cincinnati Public School League, for his freshman and sophomore year, and in his junior year, too. And a lot of people around the city are like, yo, this kid is really good. You think Harrison's good? You think Jeremiah Smith is good? Wait till you see this kid with this pedigree he has. So super excited about him getting here. And I'm pretty, like you said, he's enticed by the hype that Jeremiah Smith already has.
I like it, man. I like it. By the way, Titus chimes in, says, listening from the real Newark, not that Lakewood Hebron that Bode man is claiming on here.
How dare you, sir? Show some respect to Hebron in particular. I don't care about Newark, but Hebron.
Good stuff, guys. Thanks, Devere, Bode man, always fun. Cannot wait to do it again. We will be back with you guys at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Coming up on The Money, then the NBA Finals. Have a good night on The Fan.
1, 2, 3.
Here at The Fan, it's always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.